There. Not too strong for you.
Oh, it looks great.
Mm-hmm. But, Jeff.
Oh, it's perfect. You know, I could get used to this.
Oh, really?
Room service in the mornings.
Hey!
The papers would have been nice, though.
Don't push your luck. It'll be your turn tomorrow.
Oh, you're not going to make a habit of this.
I took pity on you because you're back to work this morning.
Well, not really. Thank goodness.
Well, I've got the whole week off, so...
Yeah, I'll let my alter ego do all the work. I'll just have to try and keep awake through his sermon.
I'll be there to nudge you if you drop off.
You quite sure you want to come?
Yes, I'd like to keep you company. Give the old biddy something to talk about.
Okay, then. Five more minutes.
Mustn't make you late on your first day back.
No. Oh, seems a long way from the shores of Lake Garda.
You still wishing we'd stayed longer?
Well, reality beckons.
It was good while it lasted, though. Hmm?
Had to come back to Earth sometime.
Make a start on the bedroom.
You're winding me up again, aren't you?
I've got some spare sheets in my shed. We can put over the furniture.
Oh, come on. You know, just for a moment there, yesterday, when you insisted we bring our bags straight in here instead of...
Because I knew if we didn't, we'd never get that room redecorated.
On our first day back.
You're free this afternoon.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, I am. The sooner we start, the sooner it'll be done.
You see what Bert gave me after church this morning? There on the side.
Oh, grubby bits of paper.
Yeah, more Swap Club IOUs.
Oh,
he got them from Sabrina Thwaite for some garden work. But they're originally made out by Derek Fletcher, I think. Quite hard to decipher.
Well, why is Bert giving them to you?
Because he says nobody else will accept them. And as I'm on the Swap Club committee, he seems to think I should honour them somehow.
I just don't understand this whole business. Swaps, IOUs, runner beans flying to and fro.
Well, I'm getting quite confused myself. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do with these. I mean, I am not the governor of the Bank of England.
Well, I should just bin them, darling.
Well, I can't really do that. Oh, well, we're having a meeting about it this afternoon and see what Pat thinks. There you are. Help yourself to milk.
Oh, thanks, Jenny.
Anyway, I mustn't bore you with all that. So, Lillian, tell me, what's happened with Matt and his mother?
Well, things are starting to move at last.
Mm-hmm.
Francis, the intermediary, has drafted a letter. Matt's okayed it, and it's been sent off to his mum at the nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Saying what?
Well, it's all very neutral, you know, just enough information for her to know who Matt is, and see if she's willing to receive a letter directly from him.
So, they're taking it quite slowly?
Well, that was their advice. For all we know, the first letter might be opened by a carer.
Oh, right.
So all we can do now is wait and cross our fingers.
Oh, well, that's good. That's another step on the way.
Yeah. I just hope we're doing the right thing, Jenny.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, now we've come all this way. Matt's got so involved. After all those doubts and all that emotional stress, he's finally managed to track her down and get in touch. Well, supposing she decides she wants nothing to do with him?
I wouldn't think that would be...
Oh, it's quite possible. And after all this time, we don't know anything about her. We've no idea how she's going to react.
And you've not thought about this before?
Oh. You know how it is, darling. We've been carried along in all the excitement of the research.
But surely she'll at least want to meet him.
We can't be sure of anything. Apparently there are some cases where the mother just doesn't want to know, and others where they're delighted. There's just no way of knowing.
Yes, I suppose. But
I feel responsible, you know. I'm the one who talked Matt into this. It could all end up badly. You know, a big anticlimax. Or even worse, with Matt feeling rejected.
But you don't know. It's just as likely to end up in a happy reunion.
Well, I hope it does, of course, but there's just no guarantee.
Well, whatever happens, I don't think that you should... Oh, damn, I'll just let that ring.
No, 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 darling, answer it. You'll just be wondering who called otherwise.
Oh, right. I will be as quick as I can. Hello?
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, Susan, hello. What can I do?
I'm sorry to bother you. It's about the swap club meeting.
Well, I told Pat 3 o'clock. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yes, but... Do you know Linda's not coming? She's gone with Robert to see one of his daughters.
Oh, well, I think we can...
And she told Neil that, well, she's expecting us to sort out this whole mess with the IOUs by the time she gets back.
Oh, poor you. You're sounding very stressed about it all, Susan.
Yes, I am, actually. Oh, honestly, Jennifer, it's driving me mad.
Well, you mustn't worry. If we all sit down together, I'm sure we can find an answer.
Oh, hello.
I thought you were planning a quiet morning in with the papers.
Yeah, well, changed my mind.
Trimming the hedge?
Yeah, nothing in the papers can be bothered with them. Thought I'd come out and do something useful.
Mm.
But no need to sound so surprised. I don't know which end to hold this thing.
No, I'm delighted.
So, how was your sister?
As ever. Matt, darling, I hate to interrupt, but could you stop that for a minute so we can talk?
Go on. I'm listening.
Well, it's just that... Look, I hope you're not setting too much store by this letter. I mean, I'd hate you to build up your hopes and then be terribly disappointed.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
You sure?
Pussycat, I'm not some dewy-eyed romantic. I'm not going to let myself get carried away on a cloud of unrealistic expectations.
Well, you have been quite hard to reach this last day or so.
All right. I admit... It has been on my mind. Of course it has.
Tiger.
Well, you can't expect me not to think about it.
So what have you been thinking?
Oh, this and that.
Look, if you'd rather not talk about it...
Look, I've been trying to put myself in her shoes. I mean, trying to think how I'd feel if my long-lost son turned up out of the blue.
And?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I find it hard to even go there. I'm not sure what I'd feel.
No.
I mean, anyway, in my case, it's not likely to happen, is it?
I'm rather glad to hear it.
And as for that letter, I'm not expecting an answer anytime soon. Maybe not at all, so you don't have to worry about that either.
I'm not kidding you. It's got to the stage where I hold my breath every time I have a customer.
Oh.
Just in case they're going to hand me another IOU.
Oh, how ridiculous.
Or accuse someone else of forging
them. Oh, tell me about it. Nathan Booth grabbed me on the green yesterday and accused me of blackening his name.
What?
Oh. Well, everyone seems to think he's the forger and he somehow got it into his head that it was me who started the rumour.
Oh, dear.
Very embarrassing.
Nathan Booth?
Well, he has been getting an awful lot of free vegetables from somewhere.
Even if he has...
Well, it's true, I've seen him.
You're the one...
I mean, what has he got worth swapping?
Well, I wish he wouldn't accuse me of slandering
him. Well, maybe it's his guilty conscience starting to show.
This is all quite absurd. It's got completely out of hand.
Well,
serious problem. And there are dozens of them knocking around.
All right, but all it needs is a little bit of common sense.
Oh, you really think we can sort it out so easily?
Well, not easily, perhaps, but, well, I'm sure it's possible.
All right, then, you tell us how.
Right. Well, we hold a special meeting of the Swap Club and we announce, we make it absolutely clear that any IOUs are not transferable.
Do you really
think... No, wait, let me finish. That they are not transferable under any circumstances and should only ever be used as a last resort when there's really no alternative.
Oh, come on, Jennifer.
I think you're being just a tad optimistic.
And how will that stop the forgeries? You'll have to come up with something better than that.
All right, Susan. So what's your answer then?
Well, I don't like to say this, but... Well, maybe we'll have to cut our losses and give up the old scheme.
Give it up? No, we
can't. Oh, that would be a real shame.
I mean, we can't do that. Teas are the cornerstone of the whole swap system. Just wouldn't be a success without them.
All right. But if anyone's got a better idea, let's hear it.
There. Sheets, sandpaper, two paintbrushes.
Well, two?
Yes. And a big thingy of white spirit. Oh, everything we need to get started.
What about scrapers?
You've already got some, I checked.
Oh, okay. Filler?
Yes, a whole new packet.
Right.
So no excuses. Shall I find your overalls?
Look, just let me finish going through this lot. 2 weeks of post, it's...
Well, okay.
It's boring, but...
I ought to make a start on mine. It's nice out here. Oh, I'm tired out already. Maybe we could start another day.
Oh, no excuses.
Well, I don't want you to think that the minute I move in, I start taking the place over and bossing you around.
Now, why should I think that?
Alan.
No, you're absolutely right. Bedroom's a mess. It's shabby and depressing. I've just been too lazy to do anything about it. So maybe between both of us we'll have just enough willpower to give it a proper makeover.
So long as you really don't mind.
Usha, my beautiful new bride, I'm only too delighted.
Good. Because this is just the beginning.
Oh?
Well, there's the bathroom and the kitchen too, of course.
Usha, we...
Don't look so worried. We can't do it all ourselves. We have to get someone in. Professionals.
Oh.
Besides... Whatever spare time I do have when I'm back at work, I want to spend it out here in the garden.
You do?
Well, what do you think about a new border along the path? And maybe a pergola at the end?
A pergola?
I'd like to plant some old-fashioned roses. I'll have to ask Bert to come over soon. I want to make a whole new vegetable garden.
Susan... If we give up teas, then we might as well give up the whole idea of a transition community.
Well, I'm still waiting for you to suggest an alternative.
Well?
And what about all the outstanding IOUs, eh? Do you expect me to pay them back from my own pocket?
Oh, now, that's just being silly.
Look, come on. This is getting us nowhere. Let's try and think constructively.
So, what's your solution then, Pat?
Well... Like Jennifer, I do think it would be a shame to scrap the tea system.
Hear, hear.
But if none of us can see another way out...
Well, neither of you seem very interested in my ideas, so you...
All right. Let's agree that we're not going to find a quick fix to this problem.
So what?
Well, I'm not looking for extra jobs right now, to say the least, but I will go away and do some research. Look up some other schemes on the net and see how they've handled it.
All right.
If you think it'll do any good...
Well, let me try. If there is a way out of this mess, I'll find it.
David! David! Stop!
Hi, Linda. What's the problem?
Look, there, across the road.
Huh?
In the window, the poster.
What?
Say no to the Ambridge Biodigester
plant. Yeah, I can see it.
Thought you'd want to know about it.
Who on earth?
Mrs. Noakes, who made all the fuss at the parish council.
Are you sure that's her house?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's great. Be a car sticker next.
Well, that's democracy for you. I suppose she's entitled to her views.
Yeah, but the meeting's tomorrow. She'd bother to wait till then. She'd hear all the facts.
Well... All these rumours flying round.
Yeah, who needs facts, yeah?
All this talk of a huge expansion, a massive industrial plant right on our doorstep.
Oh, come on, Linda. Surely no one seriously believes that.
Oh, I really couldn't say, David. I'm nearly passing on some of the whispers I've heard around the village green. Of course, if none of them are true, then I'm sure no one needs to worry.
You don't believe them, do you, Lee?
Well, actually, I shall wait until I hear what you have to say tomorrow.
Yeah?
Before I make any judgment.
Thanks.
Oh, there's Pat. I do need to have
Yes, all right. I'll be on my way. Bye, Linda.
Bye. Pat.
Morning, Linda.
So glad I caught you. I did try and call you earlier.
Oh, did you?
I'm sure you can guess what about.
I'm sorry you couldn't join us yesterday.
I know, but I've just been to the shop and Susan's talking about abandoning the whole tea scheme.
I know that's how she feels, but that wasn't what we decided.
Unless, of course, you can come up with a rescue plan.
Well, clearly Susan doesn't have much faith in my abilities.
So have you.
What?
Come up with a plan.
Well, Linda, I've hardly had a minute.
Yes, of course. Well, it's going to need some time and thought. I'll have to go on the net.
Yes, of course. I mean, I just wondered.
Oh, and by the way, did Susan mention Nathan Booth?
Yes, the forger.
So do you believe these rumours?
Susan does seem to have some quite convincing evidence.
Well, maybe, but he seemed to think it's me who's been going round accusing him.
You?
Yes, he came up and had a real go at me.
Oh, and did he deny it?
Of course.
Oh, yes, I suppose he would.
Linda,
but if Susan's practically caught him red-handed...
Linda, does it really matter who the forger is? The point is to find a way to prevent it happening again.
Yes, you're right. And what I was going to say is, if you need someone to help with your rescue plan, I've got some free time this afternoon.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Two heads are generally better than one.
Okay, well, that's kind.
So you just tell me what I can do.
Well, until I've had a chance to think about it myself, have a look on the net...
All right. Well, look, I'll be at home. If you need me, just give me a call.
Brought you a few more steaks, Tom.
Oh, great. Thanks, Dad.
Well, if you're going to take that netting right down to the corner...
Yeah, I'll need a few more.
Well, that'll give us a decent-sized patch down here.
Uh-huh, with permanent fencing. Mm-hmm. I reckon I can manage the rest with electric.
OK. I'll give you a hand while I'm here.
Yeah?
Yeah, here. I've got a few minutes.
Oh, thanks, that'll be great.
Now, make sure you stretch it good and tight.
OK. You think I'm jumping the gun a bit here?
No.
It is only 2 or 3 weeks now till we get our first batch of Bridge Farm wieners.
Yeah.
I mean, we shan't be needing this field till they've grown, but...
And no point in hanging around. Get these jobs done while you can.
Yep. And of course, now that I'm...
And now you're milking for us 3 days a week.
Yeah, not that I'm complaining.
So, how did it go after milking last night? Did you get to bed before midnight?
Yeah, no problem. Straight back up to home farm, buzzed round, back for supper.
May not be so simple every time.
I'm sure it'll be fine, as long as I stay organised.
Is Brenda still happy with this arrangement?
Oh, Dad, we're not joined at the hip.
Oh, no, but she must realise she'll be seeing less of you.
Well, if she misses me that much, she can always come down here on milking days and give me a hand.
Yes, okay. Shall I trim back some of these steaks?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I'm glad you'll be here on Friday anyway. The land agent's coming to do the valuation.
Yeah?
Yeah. So he called this morning to confirm. So I'm going to be taking him round.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. The next step. Let's hope he comes up with a reasonable figure.
Lower the better.
Yeah.
So, we ought to make the place look a real mess then. Leave some rusty tackle lying around. Borrow a few sick calves from somewhere. We're just poor tenant farmers trying to scratch a living.
Hiya!
Hi!
Well, maybe not tenants for much longer. They'll still find it hard to believe it's going to happen.
Oh, isn't that nice? Family togetherness. You two buckling down.
So you want to join us, do you? Banging a few staples?
I'd love to, but I can't.
I was just saying to your brother, after being a tenant for so long... Now we're putting up a fence on land that might soon be ours.
A fence is still a fence, Dad.
Well, yes, but...
We know what you mean.
Okay. Anyway, it's not ours yet, so...
There's Helen swanning around like she owns it already.
What I came to say, Tom, is I'm back for half an hour to grab some lunch, and I wondered if you'd like to join me. Be nice to have a chat.
Yeah, well, I want to get this wire stretched.
Oh, well, I'll carry on here if you like.
Yeah?
Yes, I've had my lunch. You nip off and have yours.
Oh, great. Thanks, Dad.
Pat, well.
Hello.
Hello, come on in. Is this about the teas?
Well, yes, but I can't stay. I've been trying to get hold of Robert.
Ah, Robert?
He's not been picking up his mobile.
Well, no, he's on a job in Pennyhasset. He probably switched it off.
Oh, I see.
But perhaps I can help. Come sit down.
Oh, well, I've been looking up other trading schemes on the net, and some of them print their own unofficial currency.
Really?
Yes. Notes or vouchers that can only be used as part of a swap system, each worth so many units that can be traded.
I see. So they'd be much harder to forge than IOUs.
Well, yes, that's certainly one advantage.
And you were wondering if Robert and I could design and print these forgery-proof notes on the computer.
Well, you did offer to help.
Yes, of course. I'd be only too delighted.
And with all Robert's IT skills.
Oh, I'm sure Robert will be happy to give me a hand when he's not at work.
OK, well, there's no...
That's a brilliant idea, Pat. It's so simple. And it'll put an end to the Forger's little game.
Oh, wait. It's not quite as simple as that.
Oh, why not? I can't see the problem.
Because it's...
I mean, there's no such thing as a completely forgery-proof currency, of course, but we can certainly make it hard for them.
Linda, it's not... just about stopping whoever it is. It's far more complicated.
Oh, well, tell me.
Well, we can't just print masses of these notes and dish them out to anyone. You've never heard of hyperinflation?
Oh, well, I do have some grasp of basic economics here.
Yes. We'll have people carting them around in wheelbarrows.
No, we don't want that.
So we'll have to decide who gets them, how many, how much they'll be worth, how we pay for them to be printed...
Yes, you're right, we shall.
Mm. That's not going to be easy.
No.
Then we'll have to persuade everyone it's going to work.
Pat, leave it to me. I'll do some serious thinking.
Will you?
Oh, yes. I'm sure between us we can make this happen.
Oh, thanks, Linda. I'm glad it's not just down to me.
I'll give you a call later, shall I?
OK. I must get back to the dairy.
Oh, right.
Linda? What are these?
Oh, yes, those. Well, you see, just before you came, I had a visit from Mrs. Noakes.
It's all happening now. The valuation on Friday. And...
yeah, I know.
So, the pressure's on you and me, little brother. I mean, it could still all go pear-shaped.
Don't say that.
Okay, but we've got to start thinking. Interest rates, mortgage payments, maximum profits.
I'm already onto it.
I mean, seriously.
When am I ever not serious?
Okay, well...
do you want mayo on your ham?
Yeah, thanks. I've been thinking of ways to expand the dairy business, bring in new customers to the shop.
Oh, great.
And I might even pinch a leaf out of your book and start taking an Ambridge Organic stall around the shows.
Mm, why not? Fantastic idea.
I know it's getting near the end of the season now, but...
never too soon. You can start booking pictures for next year already.
OK, so what's your big idea? I mean, apart from the new pig business.
Well, that is the big idea, Helen. It's not just meant to be a sideline.
No, OK, I didn't...
I really want to work hard at this. Make it a real success. As big as Tom Archer sausages. Bigger.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear.
That means a lot to me. So we can show Brian that I don't need him or Home Fun to hold my hand.
Hey, Tom, no.
No what?
It's not about that. This isn't just about you and Brian.
No, well...
no! You've got to move on. If you've got to prove anything to anyone now, it's to Mum and Dad. It was us who taught them into taking on this colossal mortgage.
Yeah, all right.
So it's down to us to show them they've made the right decision.
OK. Yeah, you're absolutely right. From now on, that's going to be my top priority.
Hey, attorney. I tested it last night. It's A-okay.
Ah, thanks, David.
And it's our spare charger, so you can hang on to it for as long as you like.
Yes, well, pigs and electric fences.
Yes, no, don't take any chances. Jurassic Park, mate.
Oh, yes. Oh, and speaking of dinosaurs, how did Bert get on at the ploughing yesterday? Did he beat old Jimmy, what's his name?
Yeah, he did. He came second.
Ah.
Yeah, he beat Jimmy into third place.
Oh, he'll be well pleased then.
You bet. It's only his second contest, and he's already got that championship in his sights.
Ah.
He's building a cabinet for the Cup.
Oh, well, if you see him, pass on my congratulations.
Yeah, I'll do that. Right, well, I better be going. I'll see you, Tony.
Yeah, OK.
Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Bart.
Hi, love. Did you get hold of Robert?
No, I found Linda instead.
Oh.
No, it was good. She's offered to help this afternoon, so I can get back to the dairy.
Oh, Clary will be glad of that.
Yeah, I better go and rescue her now.
Pat?
Yeah?
What's this poster?
Oh, yeah, did I leave it in the car?
Say no to the Ambridge biodigester.
Pat?
Yeah, Linda had a couple, so she passed one on to me.
Linda?
Yeah, apparently Mrs., you know, the new woman from Grange Spinney.
Yeah, Mrs. Noakes.
Yeah, she's been taking them round the village.
Oh, she could have waited until after the meeting.
Well, it's okay, David, I shan't put it up yet. Linda's not put hers up either.
Oh, really?
Well, we're going to wait and hear what you have to say tomorrow. Then we'll decide.
That's very big of you, Pat.
Put it up where?
Well, not here. In Ambridge Organics.
And only if there's going to be a big expansion.
I see.
Well, don't look at me. I'm staying strictly neutral.
Although, to be fair, I ought to warn you, David. If only half the rumours I've heard turn out to be true, you'll be seeing a lot more of these posters.
Tom, we're milking again this afternoon, so I spent a couple of hours helping out the packers.
Yeah,
I don't mind, really. It makes a change from the dairy. It's hard work lifting all them boxes. So, how was your afternoon, Joe? Did you go out at all or what?
Oh, Robert Schnell's. Went over to Robert Schnell's.
Oh. Was that just to be sociable or what?
Looked up some things on the computer.
Right, yeah, well, look, if you just move over so I can set the table.
Oh.
There we go. Since we've had our tea, I'm going to the meeting.
Meeting?
Yeah, about the biodigester.
Oh.
Well, to be honest, after the day I've had, I were in two minds about going at all. But Pat thinks it could be important. Hey, Joe, what's this?
What?
Well, these papers, these printers.
Hey.
Flights to Canada.
Yeah, them is mine.
Well, yeah, all right.
They're confidential.
Yeah, but if you leave them all over the table.
Well, you can chuck them away any road, they ain't no use.
Oh, Joe, what's all this about? You ain't really thinking.
I had another letter from Mildred this morning.
Oh, how is she?
Oh, no better, no worse. She sent me her birthday card for Thursday.
That's nice.
Yeah. And she said she was missing me, so...
You thought you might go and visit her?
Well, there's no harm in looking at prices on the computer, is there?
Of course not. Yeah. No. That's why you went to Robert.
Yeah. Well, no good any roads, all too dear.
Joe, it is quite a long way.
So, you know what I was thinking of going all that way at my age? I'd be 87, you know. I can't be going halfway round the world.
Wow. Well, I ain't saying it wouldn't be possible.
Oh, no. Got to face the facts. Just a pipe dream, that's all it was.
I'm sorry, Joe. Well, look, I don't want you sitting here on your own tonight. Why don't you come out? Come with me to the meeting.
Here, got your jug of water.
Oh, great, thanks, love. Yeah, I feel like I'm drying up already.
Oh, come on, what are you so worried about?
Having my head stuck on a pole by a horde of angry parishioners.
Oh, they don't look that homicidal.
The place is nearly full already. Yeah, and they're all between us and the exit.
Come on, Pip will be out there supporting us.
That makes me feel a lot better.
Where's Annabelle?
She said she'd be here.
You're both big boys. You don't need her to hold your hands.
Oh, be nice if she did.
Larry, there's a seat over here.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
Good, up the front.
Oh, hello, Joe. Hello, I didn't expect to see you here.
And Eddie's got a dance match.
Oh, yeah, well, Neil's busy too, Lisa. Gonna try and come along later.
Lordy. Well,
it may not go on for too long.
Oh, I know these meetings. Once folk get stuck in the going on nights.
Joe, they really are going to quadruple the size of the digester.
Quadruple?
Well, that's what I've heard.
Stayed at home.
It'll be a disaster for the whole village. And we can't let that happen. Hello.
Annabelle.
You made it.
Of course. Well... Nice to see such a healthy turnout.
You think so?
Yes, it should mean there's a broad range of opinion out there. They won't all be against us.
Always the optimist.
Okay, David, shall we get started?
Right.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to tonight's meeting. In case anyone doesn't know, I'm David Archer from Brookfield Farm, and I'm also on the board of Ambridge Heat and Power, the company that's behind the plans for a biodigester plant at Home Farm. Now, I know there are some pretty wild and unfounded rumours going round the village. Well, tonight, we're here to talk about the facts. When we drew up these original plans, the plant was designed to operate on a mix of farm waste and purpose-grown arable crops. Now, I don't need to tell you that since then, The world economic climate has changed dramatically. Oil prices have rocketed, as have food prices. And it's the poor and needy who are suffering the most. This has all led to serious doubts about the wisdom of growing food crops for biofuels. In view of this, the company has decided, for sound ethical and economic reasons, to explore other strategies.
So, if you can't use crops, what are you going to use?
Well, I'm coming to that. In spite of these sky-high food prices, the fact is we remain a very wasteful society. Every day, supermarkets dump thousands of tons of food waste into landfill sites.
Food waste?
Surely it makes far better sense to use some of this waste to generate clean and efficient energy.
You're going to bring supermarket waste into Ambridge?
Well, according to our revised plans, it would only need one lorry load a day.
So will you have to make the plant any bigger, Dave?
It is the case that economies of scale would require a modest expansion.
Oh, expansion.
But with careful and sympathetic planning, this shouldn't mean any...
Excuse me, David, can I just get this clear? That you're going to start shipping lorry loads of supermarket waste through the village and into a much bigger digester?
Who's that woman?
Susan Carter.
Oh, yeah.
As David said, it would only be one lorry a day.
Oh, well, you've already gone back on your word once. You promised us at the last meeting there'd be no expansion.
Susan, we're not proposing a big expansion. Just a modest increase in capacity in keeping with our revised plans.
Yeah, hold on. Can I say something to you?
Yes, Joe.
Yeah. Well, if you're taking all these lorries up to Home Farm...
One a day.
...they have to come by my place to get there.
That's true.
We haven't established a route, Joe.
Ah, well, some parts of that road ain't much wider than a pony and trap, huh? I should know, because I takes one up there almost every day.
The odd lorry is no worse than existing farm traffic.
Ah, right, it's bad enough already. With your lorries, I'd be taking me life in me hands. You'll be interfering with my God-given right to drive a pony and trap along the Queen's Highway.
Nobody wants to take away your rights, Joe.
Ah, well, that's what it seems like to me.
Okay, leave this to me. Mr Grundy, I understand you're a keen gardener.
Well, so what if I am?
Do you keep a compost heap?
Yeah, well, of course I does. Nothing goes to waste in our house, isn't that right, Clary?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, it might surprise you to know that in Britain as a whole, 30% of our food goes to waste. That's almost a third.
Oh.
Most of that goes straight into landfill, where it releases methane into the atmosphere. And methane is, of course, a very polluting greenhouse gas. So you can think of our digester as a giant compost heap that collects the methane safely and cleanly and turns it into useful energy. Now, surely that has to be a good thing.
Compost heap?
Well, even if it
is... And as an added bonus, it produces a very effective natural fertiliser that can be put back on the land, so there'll be less need for expensive oil-based chemical fertiliser.
Hold on. The point is, you're putting it in the wrong place. It should be on an industrial estate, not here in our beautiful countryside.
It's hardly an industrial process, Susan. Exactly the same thing goes on inside a cow's stomach. They eat grass and cereal products and produce methane.
Which end?
Belches, Joe. You ought to know that.
Oh, come on. This has got nothing to do with cows and compost heaps. What we're talking about here is a full-scale factory and power plant right here on our doorstep.
I must say, I'm a little surprised by your attitude, Mrs. Carter.
Oh? Are you? Why is that?
Well, with your concern for climate change and the environment... I hear you're very involved in the scheme to turn Ambridge into a transition community.
Well, that's a different thing altogether.
Is it so very different?
Yes, it is. You're not building this plant to save the planet. You're doing it to make a quick profit.
Composting. What does she know about composting?
Hell right, Jack.
Sure, it's a real muck she'd run a mile.
Maybe she's got a point about all this wasted food.
Oh, come on, Clary. Clary, that's just a load of spin.
But I suppose it has all got to go somewhere.
Yeah, but not out here in Ambridge. It's completely the wrong place for
And I must say, I don't like the sound of all them lorries.
Ah, and they can't take away my rights to drive Bartleby along the public highway. It's all written down in the laws of England.
So, Joe, where are you going?
Down the road, see if I can find Eddie.
All right.
He's got Joe on his side anyway.
Yeah.
Though I dare say you'll be hearing a lot more about his rights.
Oh, I don't mind that. At least it's cheered him up a bit. Taking his mind off missing Mildred.
Oh, I am shattered.
Well done. I thought you were great. You stood up there and gave it to them straight.
Yes, well cheered, David.
Oh, come on, it was a disaster.
No.
If food wasn't so expensive, they'd have been chucking cabbages at us.
Okay, everyone's still standing.
Just about.
Well, I don't know about you, but I could use a drink. Anyone like to join me?
Yes. Yeah, why not?
Okay, then. That'd be nice.
Ruth, I am so tired. I just want to go home.
Oh, come on. Just a quick drink to be sociable. And Annabelle was great. She spoke up really well.
Yeah.
She even got the better of Mrs. Noakes at the end.
Okay. What about the kids?
Pip's home by now, and your mum's put the boys to bed.
Yeah, what about Pip? Did I see her slip out of the meeting early?
I think she was quite upset to see them all giving you such a hard time.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a big drama going on with her mates. Izzy's split up with Darren.
Mm.
Sounds like he dumped her. Anyway, Pip's got caught up in it all.
There we go. Ruth.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
No, these are all on Annabelle.
Ooh. Thanks then, Annabelle.
Yeah, cheers.
Well, after that, I think you all deserve it.
No, thank you for all your support.
Yeah, yeah.
My pleasure. And I think we can call it a qualified success.
Do you?
Well, we're never going to convince the diehards, of course, but we might have won over some of the middle ground.
Let's hope so.
Okay, but when people like Joe Grundy start to turn against you...
Oh, horse-drawn traffic. Surely that's a minority concern nowadays.
Yeah, maybe, but...
I'm with David. It's not a good omen.
Oh, but you must agree. We made some progress.
Well, I'm sorry, Annabelle. That's not how it felt to me.
So, you're off to...
Ramsbury, the go-getters team chase.
Oh.
Come on, old chap. Steady.
Look, Abby. The horsey.
If Nigel and Toby can get him into the box. Oh,
he's usually all right, isn't he?
I think he knows this is for real.
So, do you think they're going to win?
Win? Hayley, I'll just be glad if they all get round the course.
Come on. Come on. That's it.
Must be quite nerve-wracking for you.
Me? Worried.
Okay, Toby, are you ready with the tailgate?
Looks like he's going in anyway.
Yeah. It's quite a big event. They'll be up against a lot of really experienced teams.
Well, I suppose it's the only way for them to learn.
Yeah.
Good. That's done. We're all ready.
Okay.
Are you and Abby coming to watch us, Hayley?
Oh, no, we can't. We just called in to say hello.
Hey, little Abigail. Yes. You're such a sweetie.
And to say thanks again for being so amazingly kind and giving us a place to stay.
You know you're welcome anytime.
Have you got a better idea of when you'll have to move out?
Not really. Though they start on the groundwork yesterday.
That's exciting.
Well, Eddie and his digger, you know. He seems to stop every half hour for a cup of tea. So I'd say it's going to be a while yet before they start on the inside work.
Okay, will you just let us know?
Oh, yeah, we will.
Well, let's hope Eddie doesn't uncover any mysterious bones.
No, don't say that.
You'd have the place crawling with archaeologists. It could hold you up for weeks.
Nigel, don't be mean.
It's not very likely, is it?
Of course not. Just ignore him.
You've heard about the finds at Home Farm?
Oh, a musket ball.
And a few bits of helmet and stuff. It's all going on display in the village hall.
Oh.
And I'm sure the pikeman must have been our steward's son who was killed in the battle.
Nigel, I'm sure Hayley doesn't want a history lesson. And anyway, we haven't got time.
No, you're right. We ought to be moving.
Well, good luck.
You sure you won't come and watch the fun?
I can't, really. I've arranged to go and see Emma about christening. You know, Will's agreed to be godfather.
Yes.
So we can't really ask Emma, too.
Oh, yeah, I see.
It's all going to be so awkward.
So
I said to her, it's really nothing to do with me, darling.
Oh?
Tiger, have you been listening to a word I've said?
Yeah, sorry.
Susan Carter. You know she's gone and put a Stop the Ambridge Biodigester poster in the shop window.
Right.
And while I waited at the till, I had to listen to her and some ghastly newcomer discussing how Ambridge will never be the same again if these plans go through. But, darling, are you all right?
Yeah.
I know it must be all very boring for you.
No, it's not. It's, I've, just had a phone call about me mother.
Matt, why didn't you say?
Well, you haven't given me much of a chance. Now, Frances has heard back from her. Well, from someone at the nursing home.
And?
She's willing to receive a letter from me.
Oh, Matt. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, at least she hasn't turned me down flat. We can go on to the next step.
Darling, I'm so pleased for you.
Yeah.
Well, you must write to her straight away. Say you'd like to meet her. Can you come down?
Yeah, hang on. You see, Frances told me not to take it too fast, right? Not with the first letter. I should just ask a few general questions and tell me mother a bit about myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's their advice.
Yeah, she said if I wanted, I could suggest that we meet up sometime, but to keep it vague, you know, leave it open so she doesn't feel pressured.
All right, well, that's what we'll do. Look, have you got some writing paper?
Yeah, wait. I need to think about this, Pussycat.
Yeah, but you must write to her.
Yeah, and I will, but well, me and letters, you know.
Yeah, darling, but I can help you.
Yeah, I know, and that's great. But just give me some time to...
Well, yes, right, if that's what you want.
I've only just had the phone call, you know. I'm still getting used to it. I mean, I'd almost convinced myself she wasn't going to reply, so...
But now she has.
Yeah, and I'm glad, but I do need some space to get my head round it all.
I know, Tiger, I understand.
And I've got meetings all afternoon. Look, as soon as I'm back, we'll sit down and make a start on a letter. Promise.
OK, Topper, let's just check your girth.
Nigel, you promised me...
Lizzie, darling, I promise I'll take it very steady. We're only here for the experience. We're not out to win any prizes.
I know you keep saying that, but...
Shula's going to lead with Caroline, and Alice and I are just going to trot along behind.
Hello!
Lillian, hi!
Oh, good. Looks as if I'm just in time.
Hello. Have you come to cheer us along?
Well, I've nothing much else to do this afternoon, so...
Oh, that's great.
Now, Shula told me it was your first real competition.
Yes, we're all set. Just waiting for the starter.
What about Alice?
Oh, yes.
Looks as if she's got her mind on other things. Is that Christopher Carter?
Yes.
But it's nice that he's here to support her.
Yeah, so sweet. Young lover.
Okay, looks like we're ready to go.
Good luck, darling. And be careful.
Hello there, sweetheart. Oh, you are growing, aren't you?
You notice?
Oh, she's so lovely. Yes, you are, aren't you? Oh, it's so nice of you to bring her around. Oh, whoops. Oh, dear. Right, better go back to Mummy. Come back.
Oh, there we are. Do you want some coffee? It's still fresh.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Are you sure you're not too busy?
Me? No, I'm off all afternoon. Mum and Dad are working, so it's good to have some company.
I'll be meaning to come round. Have a chat.
I'm sure that young lady keeps her hands full.
Yeah, it's been pretty mad recently. The build is starting on the extension.
Yeah, I saw you had Eddie in with the digger.
Yeah. Yes, we got all that. And the christening to sort out too.
Oh, so have you fixed a date then?
Yeah, Sunday after next, 28th.
Right, not long then.
No, it isn't.
So have you booked the church and everything?
Yeah. And sorted out the godparents.
Oh, so who is it?
Well, that's one reason I came round, actually. Did you know we'd asked Will to be godfather?
No, I didn't.
I haven't talked to him much since.
Well, he wasn't sure if he could make it at first, but now he's accepted.
He's coming down, especially for the service. Coming down? Oh. Well, I'm glad. I mean, it's good that he's...
Yeah, we're really pleased.
The thing is, Emma, We know he'd never come if he thought Ed was going to be there. Well, if either of you were coming. Do you see that? Oh, I mean, me and Roy, we'd love you to be there, of course. Yeah, of course. No, it's fine, Hayley. I understand.
Come on, Shula. Yes, well taken.
That drop's so huge.
And Caroline. Well done. Here they come. Look, there's Alice.
Steady, Nigel, steady.
There she goes.
Oh! Did you see that? She cut right across.
It's all right. She's over.
Go on, Topper.
Come on, Nigel.
Nigel.
Oh, dear.
I can't bear it.
Oh, what a shame.
Is he?
Yeah, no, darling, he's all right. They're fine.
Oh,
damn. No, he's back up again, darling. No harm done.
Oh, Nigel.
Jolly bad luck, Nigel.
You're going to hate us forever now, aren't you?
Hayley, don't be daft.
I wouldn't blame you if you did. It's so hard having to make choices.
All right, I won't pretend I'm not a little bit disappointed. I love christenings and I'd be such a sweetie.
Now you're making me feel worse than ever.
No, you mustn't. I don't mind, really. It's far more important for Abby to have a godfather.
Oh, you've been so good about it.
I suppose I'm learning to count my blessings. I've got Ed now, and George. And I do still feel guilty about Will.
Do you?
Oh, you know, just responsible. Worried he's going to cut himself off from everything from George. It's good that he said yes, that he wants to be involved.
Oh, I'm so pleased you can see it like that.
I hope it goes well for all of you, Hayley.
Thanks.
Yeah, and especially for you, Abby.
23rd overall. A bit of a disappointment.
No, at least I've got you back in one piece.
And we all got round. That's what really counts. Not everyone did by any means.
Yeah, when I saw you fall...
Oh, it was just a tumble. Nothing worse than a couple of bruises.
Okay. But what did Alice think she was doing? She cut right across you.
Misunderstanding. That's all it was. We both tried to take the same line.
Was she trying to show off to Christopher?
No. Darling, these things happen in the heat of the moment. All part of the fun.
Of course.
Oh, but it is. You've no idea. Such a buzz. I can't wait to get out there and have another go.
Oh.
And next time, we can only do better.
Matt, darling, are you there?
Yep, just getting the glasses.
Oh, well done. And then we must get started on that letter straight away.
Oh, well, I've been thinking about that.
Good. Well, me too. Now, we need to get the tone just right.
So, how was your afternoon? The team chase?
Oh, it was quite entertaining, you know, past the time, no big drama.
Good.
Now, look, I've got my notepad ready, and I thought if we start by jotting down a few rough ideas...
Yeah, Pussycat, before we do anything, I said I've been thinking this over. And, well, I'm not going to write the letter.
Tiger, but you must. We've come this far. You can't give up now.
No. I didn't say I was giving up.
But how are you...
Well, look, you know letters aren't my thing, right? And it's all such a palaver. I have to think what to say, send it off, then wait for a reply.
But how else can we do it, darling? You can't just phone her at the nursing home and say hello.
Pussycat, I have waited 50-odd years for this. I can't see the need for all this messing around, so tomorrow... I'm going to get in the car, drive down there and see her face to face.
Oh, Matt. Oh, you're not serious.
Why not?
Because they told you not to.
So that's their opinion, but it's a free country. She's my mother and I am perfectly entitled to go and visit her. You're welcome to come. Or stay, it's up to you. But I am going to see her tomorrow.
Well...
Mrs. Potter knitted a woolly hat and swapped it with Mr. Pullen, who gave her an IOU for 10 tea signed by your Colin from the dairy.
Okay, well...
And then she got all confused and tried to use her teas to buy tea bags. I tried my best, but I just couldn't get her to understand.
Just a minute, Susan. Look, don't despair. I think that
You're not stuck in the shop all day with people queuing up to...
Yes, all right. But I think Linda and I have finally come up with a plan.
Well, I hope it's a good one, Pat.
Well, if you've got a moment, I'll explain.
A few minutes, yeah. I'm just off home from my dinner.
Okay. We've still got to iron out the details, but I'll tell you the basics. Linda and Robert are going to design an official tea note that we can print out on a computer.
But how's that going to solve it?
Well, they'll design it so that it's hard to copy or forge. And anyone who wants to be part of the swap club will have to pay a couple of pounds to join up.
Pay? Can't see many people...
Wait. Let me go on. In return for their £2, they'll get a fixed number of new tea notes. We thought around 30, with the value of a tea fixed at 50 pence in real money. So everyone will start off with the same amount in the pot. Bit like when you're playing a board game.
This isn't a game, Pat.
No, but it's worked in other schemes, so there's no reason why it shouldn't work here.
And what about the shop?
Each tea note will have a set of conditions printed on it, and they'll be valid for strictly non-commercial transactions only. And all swapping will be limited to the community, so people can't go off and try and spend them in town or in your shop. Linda and I have worked hard on this, Susan.
Well, who's going to pay for it all?
We'll use the £2 subscriptions. So, what do you think? Isn't it worth a try?
I suppose it can't be worse than the mess we're in now.
She said to wait here a sec. Someone will come to show us the way.
So, does your mother know?
Yeah, she knows. And she says she'll see us.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Look, I know you still think this is a terrible idea.
Oh, darling.
You don't have to come in with me. You can stay outside if you want.
Look, you made your decision for better or worse, and now I'm here to support you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Mr. Crawford.
Right.
Oh, come on then. Shall we go through?
Mrs. Morgan? Mother?
So you're Matthew?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, come on then. Come closer. Let's have a proper look at you.
I'm sorry to surprise you like this. I hope you don't mind.
Now stop there. I don't want the sun in my eyes.
Well, how are you?
No.
Sorry?
No. I can't see him at all.
Who?
I thought you might have a bit of your father in you, but I can't see anything.
Oh.
Well, silly of me too. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
And who's she?
Oh, yeah, this is a friend.
Hello, Mrs. Morgan. My name's Lillian. Bellamy. I'm a friend of Matt's.
Friend?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we sit down?
No, go on, you help yourselves.
Thanks. It's so wonderful to meet you at last. We've been so looking forward to it.
Yeah, they said to write you a letter first, but I couldn't wait.
Well, never mind about all that. I suppose you've come because you want to know the whole story about your father. Why I had to give you away, is that right?
If you'd like to tell us, yeah.
Well, there's not much to say. I met your father when he was on his national service. Patrick, that was his name, a corporal. Not long after the war, this was. I was just a young girl. It was the usual thing. He disappeared, left me in trouble, never saw him again.
Oh. Well, that must have been very hard for
you. Well, I wanted to keep you, but yeah. My father, he was a hard man. He wouldn't have it. I was a disgrace to the family. My mother was the same. So when it come to it, I had no choice. I had to give you up. Have you adopted?
Well, I'm sorry.
Don't have to be sorry. Happened to plenty of girls back then, just the same. They got over it. So did I. Water under the bridge.
Yeah, yeah. I understand.
And you went on to get married?
Oh, yes, not long after, to Frankie.
And now...
Oh, he died. Must be 10 years ago now.
Oh, I'm sure you still miss him.
Frankie? He was a decent man. He saw us all right, me and the kids.
Yeah, you had a family.
2 sons and a daughter. Oh, where's the girl with the tea? She's late again.
Oh,
And what are their names?
Pardon?
Your children. What are their names?
Oh, Stephen, he's the oldest. Then there's Paul and Sharon.
Yeah?
Do you still see much of them?
Oh, Sharon's a good girl. She comes to see me whenever she can. Got 2 kids of her own, and Paul was here not so long ago. I can't remember when. Oh.
Well, must be strange to have you pop up again after all this time.
Oh, here she comes at last. Here's the girl with the tea.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Nice cup of tea. Just what I need.
Where do I look for birthday cake candles?
Oh, they should be there, Pip, next to the cards.
Okay. Making a cake. Dad's birthday today.
Oh, so he's got so old you've run out of candles, eh?
Yes, ha ha.
Susan?
Oh, hello, Pat.
Hi, I can't stop. I just came in to give you this.
Oh.
Yeah, I've written up the details of the new plan for the teas and printed them out. I'll bring some copies to the meeting.
Oh, okay.
But I thought you'd like to see it first.
Mm, thanks. As soon as I've got a moment.
And we need to decide who's going to present it.
Are you looking at me?
You are the best candidate, Susan. People really listen to what you have to say.
Well, oh, okay then.
Thanks. I'll leave this with you.
Oh, Pat, have you got one of these? Stop the biodigester?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, good. Because we've got to put a stop to it somehow. We do not want lorry loads of supermarket waste coming through the village.
Oh, so where do you suggest we take it then? Dump it in huge landfill sites that poison the air with methane?
Well, I don't know.
Honestly, how can you be so smug and complacent?
What?
It's people like my dad who are trying to do something to stop the world from slowly dying.
Maybe.
Like, but... did you know that if everyone was as wasteful as us in the West, we'd need 3 planets to support us?
It's a shocking statistic.
Yes, because it's true. There'll be 9 billion people by 2050, and all you're bothered about is a few lorries and the view from your garden.
Well, I don't think that's very fair.
It's true. Why can't you just stop moaning and give other people a chance? If we don't do something now, it's going to be too late.
Pip, you're shopping.
Oh, stuff it. What does it matter?
Well, the cheeky little madam.
So, Mother, I don't know if you've ever been up our way. But...
where?
Borsetshire, where I live now.
Oh, I don't know if I have.
It's a lovely part of the country, and Matt's done so well for himself.
What did you say your name was?
Lillian.
Well, I can see you're a smoker, Lillian, the way you're sat there fidgeting.
Yes, full marks.
Well, they won't let you smoke in here. But don't mind us, why don't you pop outside?
Yeah. Yeah, all right, perhaps I will do
that. I'll see you in a bit then, all right?
Yeah, all right.
So, look, Mother.
Louise, you call me Louise. I think it's best.
Yeah, all right. Louise.
I hope you don't hold it against me, Matthew, for giving you up, I mean.
Oh, no.
It's true what I said. I wanted to keep you, but I had no one to stand by me, you see.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I do understand. Must have been a terrible choice. Of course I don't hold it against you.
Oh, good. Good. That's all I wanted to know.
Louisa.
Mittens. That's what it was. My sister Eve had made you a pair of mittens.
Oh.
But with all the fuss, I forgot to put them on you. So you went off without them.
Yeah?
It was a chilly day, too.
Louise, aren't
you? But I shed enough tears. It's all such a long time ago. Life has to go on, doesn't it? There's nothing to be gained by dragging it all up again now. Nothing at all.
Well, I thought if we take it slowly, maybe we could keep in touch, get to know each other.
What?
I said I think it'd
oh,
be...
Oh, could you pull that curtain over? The sun's shining right at me.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They don't notice. They won't do it unless you tell them.
But you are happy here.
Happy? Got everything I need.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have to excuse me now. Here comes the nurse with my pills.
So, would you like me to come and see you again?
See me?
Yeah, whenever it suits, if you'd like me to come.
Well, you could send me a Christmas card. It's always nice to have a card at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, right. I'll do that.
Right then, Louise.
My pills.
Yeah, yeah, so, well, goodbye then. Louise.
Goodbye, Matthew.
Matt, shall I come back?
No, we're going home.
Who?
Yeah, she's tired, she's having her medication, then it's time for a nap. Oh. I'd have only got in the way, so...
Oh, Matt, darling, you mustn't be downhearted.
No.
I mean, perhaps it didn't go quite as well as we'd hoped, but...
No, it doesn't matter.
It's only a first visit. It was bound to be difficult.
Yeah.
Perhaps it'll be much easier next time.
I think I left it too late.
Oh, Matt, don't say that.
No, it happened so long ago. She doesn't want to drag it all up again. She said as much to me.
Give her time.
Nah, she's not fussed if I come back or not. She made that quite clear. So, maybe it's best if I don't.
Such a relief. And all thanks to your hard work.
Oh, let's call it a team effort.
Yours and Linda's.
And your input too.
Oh, well...
Your point about making the rules quite clear from the start.
Well, anyway, what matters is we've saved the teas.
Yeah, it was a close thing, though.
What do you think, so?
Well, there was a point at the meeting last night when I began to wonder...
But Susan was so good, wasn't she? I mean, so persuasive.
She certainly laid it on the line.
If you don't accept this, there won't be a swap scheme.
Not everyone was happy, though.
There always are going to be a few moaners.
Yeah, Bert still thinks he should be compensated for his leftover IOUs.
Yes.
And I don't suppose he'll be the only one.
They'll soon perk up when they get their smart forgery-proof notes.
Oh, fingers crossed.
They're still not happy. Well, they don't have to join.
Right, that's 12:80 altogether, please.
Oh, right.
Hi, morning.
Hello.
Ruth.
No Helen today.
Dentists. I'm just being her for half an hour.
Okay.
And it's Tom's day for milking, so...
Oh, yes, it's quite an important day for you, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Oh?
Our land agent's coming to value the farm.
Oh, yeah, David said.
In fact, Tony should be taking him round even as we speak.
Good. Well, busy. I'm off to meet Lillian, and then I've got to talk to the archaeologist about the exhibition.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. All the finds from the dig. They'll be on display in the village hall next week.
Okay.
Bye then.
Now, Ruth.
Just a couple of these, please. Peanut butter emergency.
Okay. Oh, and Ruth, I'm sure you noticed the poster as you came in.
The poster?
Look,
what poster?
You do realise it's nothing personal. I just don't think Home Farm is the right place for a huge biodigester.
You don't think it's a great way to deal with food waste?
Well, I agree. That's a tricky one. I'm not saying there isn't a huge environmental problem.
No.
In fact, Susan and I had quite a lecture on that very subject from your daughter.
Pip?
Yesterday, in the shop.
So, what...
Susan was talking about the AD, and Pip... Well, she overheard and had a real go at her.
Oh.
Yes, how she should stop moaning about a few lorries when pollution and overpopulation were destroying the planet. Smug and complacent, I think those were her exact words.
Really?
And I think Susan did take it personally.
You mean you just turned up there without any warning?
Well, that's how Matt wanted to do it.
Oh, gosh.
And I could see there was no use in me arguing.
So how did it go?
And what was she like? Was it very emotional? Well, for Matt... Yeah, though, of course, he'd never admit it.
Really?
But Louise... Well, I'm afraid it wasn't quite the big emotional reunion I was hoping for.
Oh.
She was perfectly polite and willing to see us. I actually think she was quite curious to have a look at Matt, but beyond that, well...
And did she say who his father was? I mean, why she had to have
him? Oh, yeah. The usual thing, you know. She was young, got involved with a soldier who ran away. Her parents made her have the child adopted.
Oh, how terribly sad.
As far as she was concerned, it was all pretty much ancient history. She got married soon after, had 3 more kids. Normal, happy family life, as far as I can make out. She didn't seem keen to rake it all up again.
No.
No. Once she'd looked Matt over and told her story, she seemed to slip back into her own little world again.
Oh, poor Matt. Oh, it must have been so upsetting for him.
He thinks we've left it too late.
How old is she now, then?
77. She looks a lot older. She's not in the best of health. So long as the tea trolley comes along on time, she's quite happy. That's about as much as she can cope with.
Oh, I see. So, what's Matt going to do? Is he going to go?
I'm not sure. I'm finding it hard to get through to him. You know, Matt, he doesn't give much away.
But is he going to see her again?
It doesn't look very promising. He thinks it will be best not to.
Never?
I know. I think it would be such a shame. I'm still hoping he'll change his mind, but it's not for me to say. It's up to Matt.
Smug and complacent.
According to Pat, then she gave him a lecture on food waste and overpopulation.
But that didn't go down too well with Susan.
I don't suppose it did.
So where did all that come from, then?
She was asking for it, Dad.
How long have you been there?
People like her are just so selfish and irresponsible. And after all those stupid things she said to you at the meeting...
Yeah, OK, I do appreciate you standing up for me, Pip.
You were rude to Susan.
Shut up, Ben.
Pip?
Well, she just makes me so annoyed. I had to say something.
Yeah, but don't you think you went just a teeny bit over the top?
No, I don't. I would have said more if Auntie Pat wasn't there.
Look, we're not saying it's wrong to speak up for what you believe, but there are ways and ways.
So what did I do? I just told her the facts. Every word I said was true.
Smug and complacent?
Okay, but she is.
Yeah, but the point is not what you think of her, but what you say to her face in public.
So she starts slagging you off and I'm supposed to just walk out and say nothing?
Well, there are...
Like your dad says... It's nice of you to stick up for us, but it won't help if you start upsetting our friends and neighbours.
Yeah, right.
OK, so what you're saying is we should do nothing to save the planet in case we upset somebody.
No, that's not
what... Well, that's how we got in this mess in the first place. People always find an excuse to do nothing. And now the human species is out of control. We're wasting the whole planet.
Maybe, but you really...
It's true. We're destroying our own environment. If we were any other species, we'd be cold. It's as simple as that.
What's cold?
I think maybe that's enough, Pip.
Pip, what does cold mean?
Look it up in the dictionary, Ben.
Pip, why don't you go and make a start on your homework?
So whose side are you on here? Or don't you really care? Are you just going to sit on the fence like everyone else while the climate goes out of control and half the world ends up starving?
You know the answer to that.
Yeah, I thought I did. Now I'm beginning to wonder.
Mum, what does she mean?
I'll tell you about it later, Ben.
What was all that about?
Do you think I should go and talk to her?
Well, maybe we should let her calm down a bit first.
Yeah.
And I've got to go and make a phone call.
Oh, yeah, the meeting.
I don't know if you've talked to Annabelle.
Well, briefly. I've had a busy few days.
All right, well, I'm glad she was there. We certainly needed her.
What, tough, was it?
Put it like this, I don't think we made many converts. There seems to be more opposition now than there was before. Have you seen the posters?
No, I haven't been...
Well, you soon will. They're popping up all over. There's the beginnings of a real anti-campaign out there.
Well, I shouldn't worry too much about a few posters.
Yeah, it's not a good sign, though, is it?
Why don't we let it all simmer down for a few days, see what happens?
You know that Ruth and I are getting a lot of flack already from the village.
Matt!
darling.
Oh, no, look, David, I'm pretty tied up right now. Could we talk about this another time?
OK.
I'll think about what you said and give you a call sometime.
Yeah, all right, I'm sorry to bother you.
No problem. Bye then.
Bye.
Sorry, darling, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's OK, it was only David.
Look, it's a lovely afternoon out there and you've been sitting in here since breakfast. Why didn't you take a break?
No, I'm OK.
Oh, come on, darling, just for 10 minutes. It'll do you good.
Here?
Yeah?
Brought you some tea. Shall I put it down here?
Mum, I'm sorry I blew up at you just now.
That's okay, Pip.
But I don't feel sorry for what I said to Susan. There's no excuse for her attitude. You've just got to stand up against it, or there's no hope for the future, is there?
Okay, so we've been too complacent in the past. But at least we're all aware of the dangers now.
Yeah, when it's already too late.
No, we don't know that. There's still time, if the politicians get their act together.
Oh, Mum, get real.
And there's your generation coming along now. You're all much more aware and well-informed and determined.
Mum!
Look, I'm just saying, it's not all doom and gloom. There are reasons to be more optimistic.
So what about the population? There are too many people already, that the planet's getting overcrowded.
Maybe, but... what's all this talk about culling?
Mum, there'll be 9 billion people by the time I'm your age. Soon there won't be enough food. We'll all have mass starvation.
We don't know for sure.
It's true. The only answer I can see is for everyone to stop having babies now.
No, come on, Pet. That's not...
Why not? Seems obvious to me.
Well, you could say that's starting to happen already in the West. Populations are stabilising, most likely because of higher living standards. More contraception and better education.
Yeah.
Well, surely that's the only way it's going to happen. Unless you have some kind of compulsory sterilisation.
Okay, Mum, whatever you say.
Pip.
Can you go now? I've got to finish my homework.
There you go. You want ice?
Yeah, go on. Thanks.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. And listen, sorry I've been a bit wrapped up in myself. I've had a lot to think about.
I know, darling. Darling, I don't want to push you, but surely you ought to keep in touch with her at least. I mean, even if you don't rush straight back down to visit.
No, I'll do what she said. Send her a Christmas card.
Is that all?
No, there's no point. Nothing to be gained. I'd be wasting my time.
Are you quite sure about that?
Pussycat, I don't mean anything to her now. I'm part of her past. She'd rather forget. She's happy to leave things the way they are. If I try to take it any further, I might only end up upsetting her.
Matt. I'm so sorry.
No, you mustn't be.
No, it was all a big mistake. I should never have talked you into it.
No, Pussycat, you were right. I'm glad we tracked her down while we had the chance. Who knows, she might not be around for much longer.
So you've no regret?
Well, I won't say that, but...
Yeah, the last thing I ever wanted is for you to end up being hurt.
No. It's life, isn't it? Don't go expecting too much from other people. When it comes to the crunch, you're on your own.
But that's not true. You're not alone. Not anymore. You've got me.
Oh, sorry, darling. Yes. Of course I have. Yeah, I'm a lucky man. Lucky man.
Well, tonight the countdown begins for Alice when we're back with the residents. Same time, same place. That's Radio 4, 2 minutes past seven. The agricultural story editor for The Archers is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.